This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
The major stock indexes were little changed Wednesday as Tesla surged in the aftermath of its earnings report and investors awaited more quarterly updates. The Nasdaq Composite finished positive, adding about 0.1%. The S&P 500 finished narrowly above the flat line, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down about 0.1%. Bond yields ticked higher on Wednesday, which had notably been a recent headwind for stocks. The 10-year Treasury yield rose about 6 basis points to 4.66%, hovering near its highest level of 2024. Meanwhile, Tesla shares jumped around 12% after the EV maker's vow to speed up the launch of more affordable models eclipsed its quarterly earnings and revenue miss. That cheered up investors worried about growth amid a strategy shift to robo-taxis and the planned cancellation of a cheaper model. The results from the first Magnificent Seven to report have intensified the already high hopes for big tech earnings that the mega caps can revive the rally in stocks they powered. The spotlight is now on Meta's report due after the market close. The Facebook owner is in focus after President Biden passed a bill that could lead to the potential ban on rival TikTok. Microsoft and Alphabet are up with their reports on Thursday. Along with Meta, a slew of major companies reported earnings after the bell. Limited-time offers like the return of the carne asada and chicken al pastor, which are priced at a premium, can help boost Chipotle's results against a difficult macro consumer backdrop. The chain, which saw its foot traffic hold up in 2023, is battling against higher labor costs and sticky inflation, though it implemented higher prices to offset those headwinds. And Ford will report first quarter results after the bell on Wednesday. Its changing product game plan will be front and center with its focus on gas and hybrid offerings to offset heavy spending on EVs. For the quarter, Ford is expected to report revenue of $40.04 billion per Bloomberg consensus, a result that would be 3.5% lower than a year ago. Ford is also expected to post adjusted earnings per share of 42 cents on adjusted EBIT, earnings before interest and taxes, of $2.54 billion. Ford's results should be slightly better than those in Q4, when it was dealing with the lingering effects of the United Auto Workers strike. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.